Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. Let's begin with some electronic musical history. In 1896, a kind of electrical organ was invented by American Thaddeus Cahill. He named it the Telharmonium, and the plan was that music played on it could be broadcast in theaters, hotels, restaurants, and the like over telephone lines. Cahill built three versions. The first one weighed 7 tons, but the second two both weighed over 200 tons. Imagine that. And the price tag was over $5 million in today's money, so the project never got off the ground. Poor Thaddeus. Anyway, let's begin with the band BWB, which stands for Braun, Whalum, and Brown, the three principal members. They recorded Povo in 2002 on their first album, Groovin'. Then fusion band Weather Report will do Gibraltar from the 1976 album, Black Market. This is Dr. Jazz, and you've got electronic jazz going on your radio. Quincy Jones had a long career as a straight-ahead jazz big band leader beginning in the 1950s. Born in Chicago in 1933, but he grew up in Seattle. Jones branched out into many areas of the music business in his later career. In 1995, he produced the album Q's Juke Joint, which includes just about everybody in the music business. You'll hear jazz standard Killer Joe, written by saxophonist Benny Golson in 1954, vocals by Tone Locke, Queen Latifah, and Nancy Wilson, and solos by Hubert Laws on flute, Joshua Redman on tenor, and Herbie Hancock on keyboards. After that, violinist Regina Carter crosses over with Downtown Underground from her 1997 release, Something for Grace.
Shuggy duggy quack quack, kick that This is how we do it. Just lounging back, cooling out. And then cooling out with my girl Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying?
Hi, what's up, Tom?
Oh, baby, you know, I'm just cooling. How you doing?
It's all love.
Yeah, well, why we just kick it? Why don't we break out of here? Going over to Q's Juke Joint. Party down, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know I ain't used to falling up in places like that. I ain't that type of girl.
Yeah.
What's going on down there?
Girl, don't you know who's gonna be there tonight? Killer Joe, baby.
Thank you. cat, where he gone at? When he coming back, he mine. Don't he know that? Cause I show that when he come home every time. And he ain't no good, and I know I should let him go when it go. But no, that's my killer Joe. You can't have him no more. The way he walk and talk and spits his game, the way he says his name, Killer Joe.
Killer Joe, baby.
Cool Joe. Mean Joe. Cool Joe.
Shuggy duggy quack quack.
Well, love him so. Killer Joe.
Killer Joe was coming down here tonight, baby.
We are digging on electronic jazz today. The band Special Effects will do Jamaica, Jamaica from their double feature album of 1988. Then Patty Austin, from her 1990 release Love Is Gonna Get Ya, will sing Too Soon to Know. In 1997, keyboardist Bob James recorded Mind Games on the album Playing Hooky.
Thank you.
but you've been fading fast. Why don't you finish the love you started, boy, and really try to make it last? 'Cause if you don't want me, how come you're wanting that way? I can tell that you wanna stay. Ooh, baby, I can see through you so easily.
This last set of electronic jazz will begin with Gato Barbieri, saxophonist from Argentina, playing Indonesia from the 1997 album Que Pasa. Keyboard man Jeff Lorber included Don't Forget the Love on his West Side Stories release of 1994 with a vocal by C.C. Peniston. And lastly, Eric Marienthal will do Country Preacher on his alto sax in 1988 on his Walk Tall album.
Yeah. together.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.